It's time for Optimum's Red Hot Sale. Get 200 meg internet, TV with over 260 channels, and unlimited home phone, all for $69.99 a month for 1 year guaranteed. And for a limited time, HBO and Showtime are included for 1 year. Switch today. Click for details and special web-only offers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great simulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Steve Cowney, a wonderful executive, a wonderful friend, someone always with wise words to impart to you to inspire and motivate you. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You will want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website, JoyceBarry.com, had some major technical issues and should be resolved by tomorrow. We should have our website up and running by tomorrow. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today, Steve Cowney. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Today we will kick off our show with an attitude adjuster because you might just need a little attitude adjusting if you are interested in making more money, if you are interested in changing careers, if you're interested in finding out about a home-based business for yourself, all things that you can actually accomplish in midstream, midlife. So here we go, an attitude adjuster.
Watch out, world, here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go, straight to the Coach's Corner. And today I want to share something with you called The Creed. It is from The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. The Law of Success, a must-have book if you're interested in really reaching the epitome of success, The Creed. I believe in myself. I believe in those who work with me. I believe in my employer. I believe in my friends. I believe in my family. I believe that God will lend me everything I need with which to succeed if I do my best to earn it through faithful and honest service. I believe in prayer, and I will never close my eyes and sleep without praying for divine guidance to the end that I will be patient with other people and tolerant with those who do not believe as I do. I believe that success is the result of intelligent effort and does not depend upon luck or sharp practices or double-crossing friends, fellowmen, or my employer. I believe I will get out of life exactly what I put into it. Therefore, I will be careful to conduct myself toward others as I would want them to act towards me. I will not slander those whom I do not like. I will not slight my work, no matter what I may see others doing. I will render the best service of which I am capable because I have pledged myself to succeed in life, and I know that success is always the result of conscientious and efficient effort. Finally, I will forgive those who offend me because I realize that I will sometimes offend others and I will need their forgiveness. Steve County, what did you think of The Creed by Napoleon Hill? Did you resonate with it as I did?
Absolutely, Joyce. It's all about positive thinking, the golden rule, and having faith in yourself and the ability to do good. And that's something that, you know, that I have learned from you and that you are always talking about on all of your shows and the example that you lead. So it resonated very clearly with me. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
And I love, thank you, and I love sharing the things that matter to me, that inspire and motivate me, with you, our wonderful worldwide audience. So who is Steve Cowney? He was born in Pleasanttown, California. He grew up in Buffalo, New York. He is very happily married for 33 years and has three wonderful sons, ages 29, 24, and 19. They live in Westchester County, New York. Steve graduated from SUNY at Buffalo with a degree in business administration and a minor in computer science. An ITT professional for his entire career, starting as a programmer and database administrator before moving up into higher managerial positions, including two high-level leadership roles in Tokyo and London. Steve was the head of IT Far East and head of IT Europe. He spent his entire career in the financial services industry until recently moving to the healthcare industry. Steve spent his career in the financial services industry and had the roles of executive director. He was responsible for staff sizes up to 150. His executive responsibilities included management responsibilities for application development, technical services management, and large program management. Steve only recently moved into the healthcare industry. He currently serves as head of project delivery services for a major healthcare organization. This is really a case of changing careers midstream. Steve will tell us why he changed careers, how he felt about making the change, and how he sees his future prospects. What an important show today, folks, for all of those that are thinking about changing careers, that have been laid off, that don't even know what your prospects are. Welcome to the show, Steve Cowney.
Thank you very much, Joyce. It's a pleasure for me to be here, and I thank you so much for having me be a part of the number one worldwide radio show. Thank you.
We're so delighted to have you here.
Thank you. And yes, and thank you for the wonderful introduction. You know, as we've spoken, I started my career as really a technical person, doing as a programmer, a database administrator, and I really enjoyed, you know, the skills that were involved in solving those types of problems. I'm a big puzzle solver, and programming and database administration really resonated with me. But of course, you know, as you go through your career, you know, if you want to get more responsibility and get other opportunities, especially in the financial services world, you move up into management positions. And I had a number of great opportunities there as well. I managed database groups, application development teams, and then one day I was asked if I would move my family to Tokyo and head up technology for the company in Tokyo and Hong Kong. And I'll tell you, this was really the changing point in my career, because my first reaction was, there is no way that I want to go to Tokyo. You know, I had just had a child. We had just moved up into the suburbs and had a new condo. My wife had a great job. And, you know, this was back in the days before cell phones, and you couldn't reach people, you know, that easily during the day. So all day long I'm thinking, how am I going to tell my company, I really appreciate this opportunity that you're giving me, but I really can't go. My wife was working all day that day. She had to, I think she had a girls' night out that night. Finally, she came home. It was around 11 o'clock, and I said, honey, they've asked if we would move to Tokyo. And her first response was, let's do it. And I said, what do you mean, let's do it? I said, you have your job. We just moved up here. She said, it's going to be great. So we did it, and it was probably one of the best things that we did, because, you know, the skill sets that I achieved there, the challenges that I went through, you know, in a new environment, just really helped me grow from a people management perspective and a people management perspective, from a staff perspective, from an end user perspective, and from a business perspective. Then, you know, I spent 6 years overseas. So there were 3.5 years in Tokyo. Then we went to London for 2.5 years as well. And I would say when we came back home in the early 90s, and I continued to stay in financial services in various management roles. But I would say about 10 years ago, I started to feel that there was something missing in my life. Yes, it was great Financial services was great. There were some, there were challenges. You know, the money was good, you know, especially with three kids and putting three kids through college. And I would have to say that that was probably the motivating factor for me to stay in financial services at that time, was the money. You know, it was better than in other industries. But I really was not feeling that I was contributing to society in the way that I could be. So I did things like I was a baseball coach. For my kids, I served on the board. Participated in some charity type things. But work is a big part of your life. It's a huge part of anyone's life. And I wasn't feeling the satisfaction that I had felt, years ago. And I felt that I was doing more management type things. It was more political type stuff, and it had just moved me away from the problem solving, from being close to the people management. And I struggled with this, and I struggled with it for a long time. And then 3 years ago, my wife, again, my great motivator, said, why don't you find out about a coach, a career coach? And she said, I have a friend who knows someone, and that particular friend knew Joyce Berry. So I reached out to Joyce, and I reached out to you, Joyce, and we spent probably about a year and a half together, and have remained wonderful friends since that time. And we talked about my career up to that point in time, and I remember the things that you encouraged was, what are the things that you like to do? And we did a bunch of different things, and it really helped me find the things that that motivated me, that made me feel good, that made me feel, these are areas where I can contribute and become a better person. But you know what? I still didn't make the job change at that point in time because, again, it was money. I was concerned about making the change. I still had, still had a second child going through college, another one to put through. But then in the past year, I was on a huge project for 3 years, and that was another reason I didn't want to leave. I wanted to finish that project, and fortunately, it was a tremendous success, and it was very rewarding for me. But that project, the purpose of that project was to really bring two companies together, and once you bring two companies together, you don't need all the resources. So I was actually part of a reduction in force at my company. And at first, I was, I said, are you kidding me? After all this work that I put in, I decided to stay because I wanted to see this job through to the end. And I'm sure many of us out there have gone through this before. And, I called Joyce and told her what was going on. And we talked about it and really helped me see that, hey, you know what? This is a great opportunity. When one door closes, another door opens. And that is so true. So I started to search for, other ideas that I talked about. I talked about becoming a teacher, but that really wasn't that practical. And working for a non-for-profit was something that really appealed to me. My wife works for a non-profit as well. And so what I did was I called up a friend who I knew was in the healthcare industry, in the IT area of the healthcare world, and I asked her to have lunch. And we got together and, had a great conversation with her, but it wasn't really promising because what she told me is, for really to bringing in people into the healthcare industry, most places are looking for people with healthcare experience. And I said, well, I don't have a lot of healthcare experience, but I've got a lot of project management experience. And every job that I've ever had, I had to learn the business. It's even when I was in financial services, I had to learn a lot of different businesses. And then learn how to manage the people and the business and the clients. So anyway, to make a long story short, it didn't lead anything immediately, but she gave me some ideas in terms of people I could speak with. In the meantime, I still continued to search for an opportunity in financial services. About 1 month after I had lunch with this person, she called me up and said, Steve, I've got a short-term consulting assignment here at my company. Very prestigious healthcare firm. It's a project management role. It's probably only going to be 40 to 60 hours worth of work. But, if you're still available, and you'd like to come in and do that job, you're welcome to come in. And I took a play out of the playbook that Joyce and I had talked about. Hey, this is an opportunity. Yeah, I was feeling pressure to find a job, and this 40 to 60 hours worth of work over a few weeks was going to take me away from, the full job search. But I said, you know what? This is maybe this is a really good opportunity. So I came in. The 40 to 60 hours became a 160-hour project. And also during that time, I developed relationships with people here, and I was ultimately offered the job as head of project delivery services, which is project management. And that's, as I told you, that's something that I'm very, very good at. The job was an opportunity to manage 14 people, and a lot of them are fairly junior. So it's a great opportunity for me in my mentoring role, in my project management role, to use that skill set. I am now in an industry, the healthcare industry, Joyce, is just an incredible industry to be in right now from an IT perspective, because everything that's going on, everything that you hear about on the political front and on the medical side, is depending on the work of IT. And everyone getting an electronic medical record, for example, improvement of care for people, all of this is a result of work that IT is going to do. So for me, you know, in terms of when I look at the future and the brightness of the future in healthcare, it's just a wide open field. And the opportunities are tremendous. I look at this move that I made, the excitement that I have right now working here and in the healthcare industry is the same excitement that I had at the very beginning of my career when I joined financial services, and that was in the early 80s. And in the early 80s, IT was at the forefront of the growth of financial services. At that point in time, it was financial services was going to need IT to get to the next level. And there was just this tremendous excitement then. The same thing is true now in the healthcare industry. So it's almost like being, from a career perspective, being, you know, reborn into an industry where the excitement is just the same as it was, 35 years ago, 40 years ago? And it gives me the opportunity to learn a lot more about the healthcare industry. So I'm, consuming magazines and attending conferences and just tremendous excitement. The people that I'm working for, I feel a great deal of appreciation and respect. Even though I don't have the healthcare experience, they acknowledge me for the skill sets that I have. They look to me for the value that I can bring, and that value is something that I hadn't felt in a long time in my other roles. And so it's just completely changed things around. And I went from, back in October, losing the job in financial services, to that's what really forced this opportunity. And I'm just so grateful that I've had the coaching that I had from you in the past that helped me realize this, because I'll tell you, when it happened, it was starting to be a downward spiral, until I looked at things from a positive perspective. Going back to your opening Coach's Corner today, look things in a positive way. I have control over how I can make things happen. What is it that I want? Who can help me? Because sometimes you have to look for help. Sometimes you can't do it on your own. I don't know all the answers. And honestly, I don't know if this is the right thing for me either, but right now it's absolutely the right thing. And I can see myself doing this for a very, very long time. As you and I have spoke before, Joyce, I wanted to be in a position where if I wanted to, I could retire. But when I retired, I wanted to have another job. I wanted to have a second career. So I ended up looking at this opportunity in healthcare as, okay, this is my second career. I'm just starting my second career a little bit earlier than I thought I was going to do. So the future is bright. I'm so excited about it, and I'm so grateful for the support and friendship from my family, from my friends, and from you, Joyce.
And I really appreciate your saying that. And I just want to say, folks, that as a coach, I am as selective as the clients I'll work with as you might be and who you want to select to work with. And Steve County was always extremely coachable, very honest, really worked at being positive in the face of the many obstacles in his path. So it was always a joy to work with him because I was seeing amazing transformation week after week after week. If I might say so, without delving into anything about your personal coaching, but would you just admit that you were pretty much a negative person, a pessimistic person, because so much was going wrong in your career world, not feeling appreciated, knowing that layoffs were happening so much so. And then I saw the shift when we were working together. In the face of the same set of circumstances, you were positive and upbeat. Would you care to share a little bit about that?
You're absolutely right, Joyce. And, you know, when you say I was a negative person, I was a negative person to myself. Yeah, I would say probably low self-confidence. Even though I had accomplished a number of things, I didn't feel that I was where I needed to be, that I was, you know, that I was good enough. And through the work with you, you really helped me see, you know, the positive things that I did. I mean, I remember a bunch of exercises that we did. I one of them was, I think you said, write down 100 things that you do for your family. And you had me interview family and friends to get them to comment on certain things that I had done. So, and how it had made them feel. And I mean, through those exercises, it really did affect a change in me. And it's not a permanent change, I mean, but it's definitely a change, and I'm constantly aware when I get negative to say, okay, wait a minute, let's go back. So it's something that I always continue to work on. I've always been positive with other people. I've always been, but I was always negative to myself. So that is spot on, and that's a great point, because that's, I said before, there's things that you can't do by yourself, and that was one of them. I couldn't pull myself out of that. I needed help. I needed someone who could, you know, give me the kick that I needed. And I do remember when I called you, I think I left a voice message and said I was interested in coaching, and you called me back almost immediately, and you interviewed me to decide if you wanted to coach me. That's absolutely right. And I thought, you know, this is really good. This is someone who really wants to help. Wants to understand me and wants to see if it's someone that it's, quite frankly, worth spending your time on, because your time is very important as well. And you know, you want to make sure that you're working with someone that truly does believe that they can help themselves. So it's absolutely true. And as I said, it really helped me make the future decisions that I ended up making.
And I appreciate all that you said. And the reason I do the interview is because I always prided myself, one, that I never had a job in my life. I had Herculean careers always. So anything I did, I loved doing it. I never felt like I was working. I was a stockbroker for many years. I loved being a stockbroker. Whatever it was that I did, I loved doing it. As a seminar leader, I loved doing that. As a coach, I loved doing that. So I certainly didn't want to work with people that didn't appreciate the coaching and weren't open to it. Respectfully, everything you said, I know where you're coming from, but I have to make one exception. You said about, you know, going from the negative to the positive, it wasn't a permanent change. I beg to differ with you. It's absolutely a positive change, because now when things go wrong, you immediately shift to the positive. You don't dwell in the negative. You don't stay there. I am the most positive, upbeat person I know. I truly am. But life knocks me out too. I just get up very fast because I know it doesn't serve any purpose to stay down there. So what the permanency is that now you can catch yourself. Now you're not going to dwell in it.
You're right. You're right. You're right. It's a matter of time, because, right, I hold myself up to how I see you and how positive you are day in and day out. And as you said, you struggle, but I guess I don't see that. the thing that I need to work on is, you're absolutely right, I do see the positive. Sometimes it takes me a little bit longer than it should, so I need to continue to work to get to that positive just a little bit faster. You know, if you know, when I was working with you, the positive was never there. Then maybe it took me a couple of days to get to the positive, maybe a couple hours. I need to get it down to the seconds. That's what I'm striving for.
And folks, those of you that, you know me or my history, I went through some major health challenges in 2011 and 2012. So I know what it is to get knocked on your rear end. I really know firsthand with health challenges, with all kinds of challenges. But the quicker you can get up is where you can see the opportunity in the brighter day. Staying down there, and I know people that have been depressed for years, not hours, not days, but for years. And, you know, even people like that, as a coach, I won't work with them because those people really need psychiatric help, not the help of a coach. But getting knocked down, getting depressed, you know, being upset over things that go wrong are things I will work with people, but that people that are chronic really need the help of a psychiatrist rather than a coach. So that's why I'm very select who I work with, because I want to enjoy my work, and I want to really know that there is tremendous hope and prospects for the client, that they are coachable, and indeed you are very coachable. I always look forward to my sessions with you, and you're one of my star pupils, one of my all-time favorites, because I love working with you so much, and constantly saw, I should say, transformation and transformation. Didn't we keep it fun?
Absolutely. It was great. And, you know, another thing that you taught me, Joyce, was, you know, the importance of networking as well. And, you know, that's, you know, if there's any advice that I could give to people out there that are considering a job change, is just, you know, just the importance of networking and going out and finding out if there is a field that you're interested in. Find out, you know, friends that are in that field that might be able to help you, and you know, keep that positive energy going. There were just so many things that you helped me work on, and as you said, it was a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes the homework assignments I was a little bit concerned about, but you always gave the option of not doing them. I never took that option, and I was always glad that I didn't opt out, because every single one was a very important lesson. And the things that we covered, the stories that you told me about, you know, the things that had happened in your career and the challenges that you went through were just, you know, just a great help. So that's another thing that I would just recommend to people out there, too, is if you haven't had a coach in your career, it just is it's such an important, valuable resource to have, because they can help you, you focus on your strengths, understand how to improve the areas that you need to improve in, and are just great sounding boards. And Joyce, you've come to know me very well over the 3 years, so you keep me honest too. So that's much appreciated.
And I just want to clarify, Steve brought out a very important point that I don't know other coaches that offer that opt-out provision, because coaching, after all, is about getting into action and seeing results. But all my assignments, I gave people the option to choose, yes, I'll do it, or no, I won't. Reason is, if they don't want to do it, they're only going to resent it, and they're not going to take responsibility for it. But every assignment where I give people the chance to take it or not, I can't even think of a time when people declined, other than, oh, I'm on major deadlines for work this week, I'll accept your assignment, can we make it next week instead of this week? So that would be a normal thing where I would help them, you know, time-wise. But people really appreciated that if I came up with an assignment, there was always a reason for it. And as I said, I let them opt out because I wanted them to own it and not do it because they had to do it. But folks, I am going to tell you something as a coach that you really have to do every single day, and that is listen to our show. And here is Beverly Nadler that will explain why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
So, yes, that would be an assignment that I invite you to take me up on and listen to our show every day. That was the voice of Beverly Nadler, who wrote other words as well. She has our show every Thursday. Here's to Your Health Thursday. She is our health guru. She talks about physical health, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And every Thursday, she does have our show, Here's to Your Health Thursday, except this Thursday when I bumped her, because we're celebrating my birthday, May 2nd, this Thursday, and I'm inviting you to my birthday celebration show. Beverly's show will happen on Friday this week, and it's all about humor and how humor heals. So having said that, I want to refer you to my website, joycebarry.com. As I said, folks, if it's not up today, it should be up tomorrow, no later than the next day, because it's all good to go at this point. We've had some challenges. But since you can't get into our website and hear other endorsements of other past and present clients, here are just a few I want to share with you now, besides Steve County.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, we did a whole coaching show, so you can find out all about it and decide is coaching for you. In our archives, Joyce Barry and Friends, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com, go to January 4, 2013, in our archives, an entire hour all about coaching that I'm sure for the most part will answer your questions. January 4, a whole show all about coaching. And folks, those of you who are getting inspired by Steve to change your career in midstream, and you heard how excited he is, like he's starting all over again, how he acknowledges the value of a coach, some of you might be thinking, well, these are all good ideas. I will go into action about it someday. I'll check out the website someday. I'll listen to the show someday. Folks, I wrote this just for you if you actually believe that there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, Steve County, wouldn't you say that you had the discovery that it's not about someday? For you to step out there, for you to network, you had to realize now is the time to take action. What would you like to say about that?
That's one of my favorite poems that you read, and it is it is so true that someday never comes, but you can make someday any day. And for me, as I mentioned earlier, the someday came on a day that it was a really negative time in my life where, you know, I was looking for a job and didn't really know what I was going to do next. And then all of a sudden it was, wait, this is an opportunity. This is the opportunity right now to make this change. It's here, And I had been doing things up until that point. I had been doing some networking, some reading, but it really, you know, all the things that you do, even if it's just the little steps that you take, it's not only that it's not someday. It's not, you don't have to do everything at once. You have to take the steps to move in the right direction, because if you start moving in the right direction and you start doing the positive things, you know, eventually – you know, things start to fall into place, and sometimes you don't even see that they fell into place. And again, that's where a coach can come in handy, or a spouse who really supports you, or a friend who really supports you, to help you see that. Don't put the things off. Take action. Yes, you can't do everything all at once. You're not going to find your new career. And once, it's not the quick fix. You know, everybody wants a quick fix. Nobody wants to necessarily do the work they want. Well, what are the 10 things that you did to get the new job? Well, you might know the 10 things. I might be able to give you 10 things, but it's really doing the work that leads up to it, and you know, doing the research and networking and remaining positive. So it's a great poem, great words of advice.
Thank you so much. And I remember when you were out there networking, and I remember, you know, you and like so many others, where you have to force yourself to go out and network. You're not in the mood. You don't believe it's going to happen, because if you're in that depressed mode, it's in that negative mode. It really means push yourself until it starts becoming okay and it starts becoming more and more natural. And I remember when you were networking and you were letting me know people you ran into, people that would open doors, people you gave your resume to. So, you know, when you're in that down mode, it's 10 times harder to do it, of course, but it certainly will pay off sooner or later, because it's not only the person you're networking with that you're asking if they know of an opening, but who knows who that person knows, who that person knows, down the chain, where sooner or later you throw enough arrows at the bullseye, and sooner or later you'll hit the target. Right, Steve?
That's absolutely right, Joyce. And you're right, it is hard, because you have to put yourself out there. And, you know, sometimes it is just like even picking up the phone and making a phone call, even to a friend, even to the friend I knew was in the healthcare industry. You know, it was, what am I going to say? And, you know, I'm out there looking for a job. But you know what? When you call people, I think I can say without exception, people want to help. They might not be able to help you, but they'll say, oh, gee, yeah, I know somebody that's in this field, or I know someone else that you can speak to. That happens so much. And, you know, some leads led to other things. Some leads led to dead ends. But it did require, you know, putting yourself out there, letting, being a little bit vulnerable. But I'll tell you, the thing that you and this show isn't about networking and trying to find a job, but to your point, Joyce, it's not so much you call up at someone and say, hey, I need a job. It's, you know, the types of things I did was I've been considering a career change and would really like to hear about, you know, the work that you do in your field and what are some of the challenges in healthcare right now. And those types of questions, then that leads to, oh, I've got some other people that you might want to speak with. So, you know, that's just a good approach in terms of, you know, if you are out there looking for a job, and I know there's so many people that are right now, is to, you know, ask people about the things that they do, because you might find that there's something else that you haven't thought about that would be very, very interesting for you to do, that you would be very capable of doing. So the more people that you speak with, you know, the more opportunities there will be that come your way.
Very, very, very good advice, Steve Canny. Certainly it opens doors when you engage people in conversations like that. And folks, I want to give you another option here and now. You know, when you're looking about changing careers and you're looking at going from one office environment to another office or changing industry, you might want to consider a home business. Now, the thing about that is you're your own boss. So you make your own hours. It could be very part-time. It could be full-time until you get something else. It could be in combination with the career, the job that you now have, and you just want the extra income. Let me share with you how I choose a home business.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, right here, right now, I would like to give you a resource for a home business. Of course, you can contact me. Of course, we can talk about it. But since we're advocating the value in having a home business to make extra money or while you're between jobs or careers, the one that I want to recommend today is a fat-burning coffee and tea company, the only company that has fat-burning coffee and tea, coffee being the most consumable product in the world. Everybody loves coffee. And if they don't love coffee, surely they love tea. So imagine a coffee company that burns the fat, that makes you feel better, has high energy, stays focused. It has so many good qualities because it's so healthy. And that website is miraclecoffeeandtea.com. MiracleCoffeeAndTea.com. So those of you who know me know I absolutely believe in miracles, and I truly believe in this company. And in fact, we did an entire show on this company with the owner and founder of the company, George Najeer, in our archives, Joyce Barry and Friends, April 19. You can hear an entire show about this extraordinary company. That's MiracleCoffeeAndTea.com. Folks, it's a great way to earn extra money. You're buying products you buy anyway, your coffee and your tea. It's healthy. I know for me, it's almost like I'm taking happy pills because when I'm drinking the tea. It's just twice a day, either the coffee or the tea, to have all these benefits. And it just gives me so much focus and energy on a whole other level, and it tastes delicious as well. They even have latte. They have many other products. They have lemonade. So I really recommend that product, part-time, full-time, anytime. I'm happy to support you as your coach in that regard. So if it's about, you know, finding another job, another career opportunity, whatever works for you folks. But I say in the midst of all of that, I really do recommend you look into having a home-based business. And especially something that you feel good about, that you resonate with, or I wouldn't, you know, suggest you do anything that you don't feel good about and resonate with. Folks, if you're saying, hey, that's a good idea, I'll definitely go to the website, miraclecoffeeandtea.com. I'll hear a coaching show. I want to do that. So then the question I would ask you is, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? So, folks, as we're winding down here today, I want to go back to you, Steve. I hear you made this career change in midstream. When you first took the position, did you have any trepidation? Did you have any concerns it wouldn't work out? What were your feelings at that time when you were at the door from one position and having a door open for another. What were you thinking?
Well, absolutely. There was trepidation because with any new job, you don't really when you're taken on, you're really not sure. There's kind of a description of what your job is going to be, but you're really not sure what it's going to be like. I was fortunate that I was able to be a consultant here for a couple of months, so I learned a little bit about the company. But no, my thinking was I'm going to hit the ground running here. I'm going to show them the enthusiasm, the skills that I can bring. And developing relationships, that was at forefront in my mind, is developing the relationships that needed to be developed, because that's the most important thing when you start a new job is to develop the relationships with the people that you're working with your manager, and just creating a lot of positive energy, because oftentimes you come into a company, people have been there for a long time, they've seen the same stuff for years and years, and they get inspired by someone that's motivating them. So that's the type of mindset that I came in with. There was some concern about the new job, but there was definitely a plan in terms of how I was going to approach it, and I did feel confident that I would be able to succeed.
Well, when you took that consulting job, at that time, did you think, well, possibly we'll go full-time here? Do they even wave that carrot, or did that just kind of happen out of your connection with the company?
It kind of happened. Maybe in the back of my mind, certainly when I was considering whether I wanted to take a consulting job to take me away from, the full-time job search, I was thinking, well, if I do a really good job, maybe this will open a door for other consulting jobs. I was thinking more, maybe there will be another consulting job at this company afterwards. I wasn't thinking so much, maybe I'll be a full-time hire there. It ended up working out that way. But I did look at it as an opportunity, and that maybe, that potentially it could lead to something else. I was going to keep my mind open to that and look for those opportunities.
And I believe in the law of attraction, the fact that your mind was open, the fact that you saw the possibility, I think that you really created that. You had that happen, whether it was on a conscious level or a subconscious level. And, we talked about networking earlier, and there are times you don't feel like getting out there, and you're thinking, poor me, and I don't know if anything will ever show up. So it also starts with getting out of your comfort zone. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Steve County, what would you like to share with our listeners to wrap up the show? You did such an excellent job. We have to have you back again soon. What would you like to share with them?
Joyce, thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed being a part of it, and thank you so much for the opportunity. And I'll just reiterate what I said before. If you're considering a career change, by all means, consider it, and you know, make sure that you get out there and you talk to people that are in the industry that you're interested in, that you look for a coach like Joyce who can help you talk through these things, and just go after it. It's only been a few short months that I've been here, but I have to tell you that the enthusiasm that I have now is just incredible. That I'm surprised that I waited so long to make this change. And looking back, I think that's probably the best advice. I should have done it sooner.
Well, your choice of words really says it all. A few short months that I made this change. Folks, when you're unhappy, when you don't like what you're doing, you would say a few very long months. So that a few short months really says it all. Folks, let me refer you to our coaching show in our archives on January 4, and a whole show about changing your life, getting a home-based business, whether it's an interim step or a full-time step, whatever that is for you. But listen to our show about changing your life on April 19 with George Najeer. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. A special thank you to Steve County for being such a wonderful and inspiring guest today. And now go out and celebrate change. Now go out and celebrate your life. And here is our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
It's time for Optimum's Red Hot Sale. Get 200 meg internet, TV with over 260 channels, and unlimited home phone, all for $69.99 a month for 1 year guaranteed. And for a limited time, HBO and Showtime are included for 1 year. Switch today. Click for details and special web-only offers. It's time for Optimum's Red Hot Sale. Get 200 meg internet, TV with over 260 channels, and unlimited home phone, all for $69.99 a month for 1 year guaranteed. And for a limited time, HBO and Showtime are included for 1 year. Switch today. Click for details and special web-only offers.